Time now to talk a little bit of football with Wanderers central midfielder Rashid Mahazi. Good morning, Rashid.
How you guys going?
Going very well, mate. This is your first season involved with the Wanderers. Of course, you played with Melbourne Victory. How are you finding it up here in Sydney?
Traffic's pretty heavy, but I'm enjoying it. Yeah, it's good.
Rashid, that's a pretty common response to most people from Sydney, you know.
It's hard to get used to.
Good.
Yeah.
Good on you. How are you finding the experience playing under Marcus Babbel?
Well, still early days, but he's been good. He's been really good for me personally, just coming in and making me feel really comfortable and stuff. But I think, yeah, obviously his pedigree speaks for itself. The career that he's had, both coaching and as a player, obviously he'll be a big asset to the club.
Yeah, obviously he's a very passionate coach after we saw his performance on the weekend. He's now been suspended for a week. Who actually takes over the coaching duties on game day this weekend?
I'd assume it's an assistant coach, JP.
Yep.
I'm not sure. I'm actually not sure what happens. I don't remember.
Because he's got to stay in the stands, so he can't be down there on the sidelines.
Right. So he can't even come in the changing rooms. Yeah, right. So I assume probably the assistant coach, JP, will probably do all the talks and stuff then. But yeah, that was a bit of a performance on the weekend, but it was obviously something that was a little bit frustrating for us and most of other people in the crowd.
Look, I wasn't happy with what I saw from him on the sidelines, right? But apart from that, I watched the entire press conference, Rashid, and I was quite interested in his comments. He sort of said, "I come down under, and you know, it's all about this big tough A League and how the contact is, you know, more than say in Europe and other leagues." And he believes they're blowing too many stoppages. What are your thoughts? Do you think he's got an argument there?
Well, definitely, yeah. Obviously, I mean, I've got two yellow cards in two games within the first pretty much 10 minutes of both games,
right?
And I think you look at the free kicks that they're blowing and especially the yellow cards they give out. I said to the referee, I reckon it's the softest league in the world, in my opinion. So,
wow.
I don't know. Like, I think it needs to be realised, especially in those kind of games, in derbies and big games, that people are going to come out and be aggressive and be intense. And it's part of the spectacle for the fans. As part of enjoyment of the game, that people are, you know, being aggressive and not necessarily being dangerous, but obviously they need to make sure that it's not dangerous. But you know, if people are coming in and being aggressive, I think it's nothing but good for the game, and it makes it just more competitive. But you know, if you take that side out of the game, it becomes a bit more of a netball game, doesn't it? So.
How did you find your first Sydney derby? I mean, you've been involved in the Melbourne derbies before, but how did you find this Sydney derby and also your passionate fans?
Well, obviously it didn't go our way, the way that we sort of wanted it to go. And I mean, Sydney's a good side. They play some good football. So I think in the end, towards the end there, we could have potentially grabbed one or two more. The one was disallowed, but then maybe, you know, the way that game could have swayed in the end, it could have sort of gone our way. I think, you know, the derbies, I'm not sure which one was perhaps louder, but I mean, both are great experiences, and it was nice to be able to play and to see it firsthand as an actual Wanderers player, other than just watching it on the TV. But yeah, it's good. The amount of fans that come out from both sides were amazing. So hopefully, next time we can just get the win, I guess.
Yeah, and I'm sure both sets of supporters will be more vocal as they go further into the season. But we spoke about your played at the Melbourne Victory. What's the difference, or is there similarities between the Wanderers and Melbourne Victory?
I'm not sure. I haven't really compared the two to be honest. Like that. Obviously, me being from Melbourne, it's a completely different experience because I'm at home there, and my family's there, all my friends are there. So
yep.
I leave training and I go back home, or you know, everything's everything's there for me, so I sort of don't have to think about things. And here's the whole experience of finding a place to live and meeting people and organising things and stuff like that. So, I mean, there's differences in that way from in terms of my life.
Yep.
It's different. But in terms of the club, I mean, you know, at the end of the day, they're a football club. They've got a coach and you've got players and you've got the background staff and everything sort of... everything, I've got nothing to complain about here. And obviously in at Victory, everything was sort of top-notch. So I mean, both are great clubs, I guess. And both have the, you know, I think Victory's probably got the biggest fan base, and then Western Sydney Wanderers probably maybe second. Is that correct?
Although Sydney FC would probably argue, I suppose, because they're very passionate. But yeah, both Sydney clubs up here are well supported when they're winning, of course.
Yeah. So, and you definitely feel that being around both clubs. So, in that way, they're pretty similar, I guess.
You take on Wellington this weekend, and they're very improved from the last couple of years. They've had a win, they've had a draw. What do you need to do to come away with a win against them? Because they look as though they're pretty tough to break down this year. Their defence is a lot better under Mark Rudin.
Yeah, well, we were sort of saying, I was talking to Archie the other day and saying how sort of exciting the league is this year, that there's not really, or I haven't seen any clubs yet that you could sort of say, oh, they'll probably finish at the bottom. You know, everyone's pretty strong and everyone's, it's just a lot more even. So I think every game is going to be really competitive. Which is a good thing for the league. For them in particular, I think we've got to sort of just focus on ourselves. I think when we're at our best, I think we can beat pretty much everyone in the league. It's just more so about what we do and being focused and being sure that we do what you know you can do. What we know we can do, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So sticking to our structure and playing the way we want to play, I think it's more probably important than focusing on what they're doing and how to, you know, and thinking about their game too much.
Yep. And that's a good way to approach it as well, Rashid. We've got to go, mate. It's the 8:30 news, but thanks for coming on this morning. All the best over there in Wellington on the weekend, and we wish the Western Sydney Wanderers and yourself all the best for the rest of the year.
All right. Thanks, guys.